And what's the difference chemically between the drugs and in terms of what their mechanisms of action are, presumably?
Okay, so chemically, they are distinct molecules. They're both inhibitors of tyrosine kinases. They're quite different, and as you would expect of different chemical moieties, they're going to have different side effect profiles. For sorafenib, it inhibits VEGF as a protein kinase, and it inhibits CRAF, which is a downstream effect. It also inhibits BRAF and other things that are below VEGF in the signaling pathway to make the endothelial cells grow. Sunitinib inhibits VEGF and PDGF. It inhibits two of the proteins directly controlled by HIF. And therein may lie one of these reasons for a slightly higher objective response rate.
Any rationale to consider using the two together?
People have started that train of thought. That's called a vertical blockade, blocking it at same ways with different drugs. The combination of bevacizumab and sorafenib is being looked at. It's had excessive toxicities in the phase ones.
What kind of toxicity?
It's been GI perforation, bleeding, but dramatic effects. Elsa Cohen at the National Cancer Institute reported some spectacular responses in very far advanced ovarian cancer patients with melting of tumor and GI gut fistulas, et cetera, et cetera. So the combination has not been officially reported yet. Now, I missed some of the phase one trials. Maybe there was a phase one that I missed, but I think there hasn't been anything specific in renal cell yet reported of sort of a VEGF antibody and a VEGF oral inhibitor.